Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's so thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And you pray for all the precious family of God everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. It's always a blessing for the broadcast and the daily bread. Thank you for all your edifying, encouraging preaching of Jesus, Brother Rice. You always speak the truth with the love and joy you have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all and Maranatha.
Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. We praise thee, O God, for thy Spirit of light, who has shown us our Savior and scattered our night. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Oh, glory and praise to the Lamb that was slain, who has borne all our sins and has cleansed every stain. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Revive us again. Fill each heart with thy love. May each soul be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. All right. Grace is meant to save you, not condemn you. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Saved a wretch like me. All right. So we know what grace is for. All right, good, good. Are we blessed to have grace? Hallelujah. Let us not frustrate it. All right. It's meant to save us. Praise the Lord. That means we need to be saved. When we frustrate graces, we act like we don't need to be saved. Well, everything's all right with me. No gigs here, you know. That frustrates grace. Yeah, that makes God angry. You know, saying all that you did, God, well, that's good that you did it, but really, I don't need it. That's frustrating grace. I'm saying it like this so we'll be ashamed. Of course, since we're not ashamed, we frustrate grace. See how that goes? We just go on and on and on and on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. So one of my favorite, therefore, seeing we have this ministry. This is Paul talking, but all we there in Christ have ministry. Y'all know that? One of our, the big part of our ministry is ministering to the saints. That's us. That's your neighbor, your brother and sister. Ministering, not railing on them, not competing with them, right? But ministering to them, doing things that make to help them, that provide aid and comfort, using hospitality, serving one another by love. No? So we have received mercy. We faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Hidden things of dishonesty. But they're not hidden from God. They're not hidden from the truth. But they are hidden. So we need the light to see them. Not walking in craftiness, in craftiness, in craftiness. Nor handling the word of God deceitfully. I read from Luke chapter 4 this morning. It's an account. Part of it is the account where Jesus went out to fast. And all those 40 days, the devil tempted him. At the end, he still tempted him. And he used the word of God in his temptation. So understand, it's still that way. So that's where all the corruption, deception is in religion. And men professing themselves to be godly. Don't we profess to be godly? Then we need to beware of deception. See how simple that is? Now, my dear brother Matthew, I'm so disappointed in him, you know, saying that it's okay for him to do Christmas and Jesus gave him Christmas presents. That's just not true. But it does reveal something. It tells us something. And, of course, it's meant for us since we're here. So I wrote Brother Matthew. I said, dear brother, hear the word of the Lord. Hear what the Spirit said. I said, does the Catholic Church in the world love Christmas and Easter and Sunday Sabbath? Does not the word of God say, learn not the way of the heathen? It does say it. And don't tell me the world don't love Easter. Not Christ, but Easter. Christmas, not Christ, but Christmas. Understand that? Their celebration have nothing to do with Christ. Huh? Thank you, Lord. And sadly enough, some so-called Christians have embraced it as a form to worship God or give honor to God. That's so sad. It's all of the world. And if you would yield and hear what the Spirit said, you would understand that. But there is an opposition. That's why, thank you, Lord, sin is deceitful and unbelief is evil. The Bible talks about departing from the living God. Will men do that? Book is full of it. Plus, we're our own example. Departing from the living God. Yeah, you just think about that, how God is good, how he gave his all that we might be saved, how he loves us with an everlasting love, and all this good and perfect comes from him. You could just go on and on and on, and then to find out that we are of the makeup that would leave him. This is our makeup. This is not somebody else. If we would understand it like that, then we would have a good defense against deception, against being deceived. But if we think, oh, Lord and behold, there is no way I can be deceived, only by the word of God. And, of course, that means in the end, well, there's some deception along the way, but we won't be deceived in the end. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's amazing to think that men would leave God. You know how we moan and cry about when our children leave us and whatever. Well, come on, how about when we leave God? Well, we never considered the two together. It's just when someone leaves me or when someone does me wrong. Well, how about when we do God wrong? See? How about when we dishonor God? Oh, I don't think about that, Pastor Rice. I think about when folk dishonor me. Ain't you something? See? Well, the only reason you get dishonored is so you can relate that to how you relate to Christ. If you know how it is to be dishonored, then naturally you, I don't care what you say, you do know how it is to dishonor God. You just deceive yourself. Everybody understand? When we don't give God the glory to his name, we dishonor him. When we don't believe him, we dishonor him. Unbelief is evil. It will cause you to depart from the living God. And that means you won't have life, because in him is life. Thank you, Lord. But we have renounced, and we must do this consistently. Renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. Don't look to your neighbor now. This is an inside work. We renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. We cast down imagination. Not his, mine. We bring thoughts captive. Not his, mine. So that they are in obedience to Christ. They speak of love, truth, and righteousness, godliness and holiness, obedience, faith, hope, and charity. Thank you, Lord. Not handling the word of God deceitfully. Well, you know that's what the tempter did. Y'all want to hear? He handled the word of God deceitfully. And he was talking to the word of God. Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. Oh, the word of God. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. 40 days. And in those days did he eat nothing. And when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said, listen to this, if thou be the Son of God, command the stone that it be made bread. Well, Jesus said, it's written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. This is what's going on now. So would you eat this good word? Would you receive this manna from heaven? Or would you let that evil heart of belief take hold? Huh? And say, well, we should be nonchalant now. It's not really God visiting us. This is something that happened all the time. It's just routine. See how the natural mind works? It's just routine. It ain't nobody but God. Let's keep doing what we're doing. Ain't nobody but God. See? It ain't nobody but God. No need for me to perk up. No need for me to put on my best behavior. No need for me to get out my stuff to honor him. It's just Jesus. You know the word of God? Come down from heaven. What we live by. See? Now you know the word's checking us out, right? It's not me, it's the word. Now don't blame it on me. Do not blame it on me. Give honor to God. It's the Spirit searching you out. It's God's own word searching you out. Now, either you have to believe or not believe. That's on you. That's on you. See how quickly we fall into unbelief? Really convenient. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Man shall live by every word of God. Well, the devil didn't give up, and that's another lesson. He won't give up. No, God's put it on him. He's going to make war with the saints. Hallelujah. Well, he means it for evil, but God means it for good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, shewed unto him all the kingdom of the world in a moment of time. Moment of time. And I've heard several times today, time does not wait. Amen. Just a reminder. I've heard it. I heard it on the broadcast. I heard it from Edie. I heard it. And it's just the truth. Amen. Why, my God, we could take hold of that and mount up with wings as eagles. That's any truth of God. Once we really take hold of it, amen, once it really gets down into our hearts, amen, yeah, it calls us to rise up. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Mount up with wings as eagles. Run and not be weary. There's a tendency for us to be weary. I'm not asking y'all. That's why I like the word. Be not weary in well doing. In due season, ye shall reap if you faint not. But this trial I'm going to put you through, it's going to cause you to want to be weary. Going to make you want to quit. Throw in the towel. But be not weary, Terry. Be not weary, Brother Owen. Be not weary, Sister Marie. In due season, ye shall reap if you faint not. Glory. For he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Glory, glory. Now we've got the victory. Absolute. God said so. There's no weapon formed against us that can prosper. Hallelujah. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us. You see what I'm doing? I'm using the word of God. Hallelujah. As an example for y'all. Don't say I ain't going to pick no peace. Say I present my body a living. Boy, I like the way I preach. Come on, brother. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hey, let me say it again. Don't say I ain't going to pick no peace. Use the word of God. Say I'm going to present my body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. Some ain't rejoicing with me. Nevertheless, I'm going to rejoice in the Lord always and again rejoice. Hallelujah. I'm going to do the word. I'm going to hear the word. I'm going to live by the word of God. Why would anybody not get excited about me exhorting you to present your body a living sacrifice? What wickedness? What wickedness? What wickedness? I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Y'all know what I'm doing? I'm using the word of God that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. Which is your reasonable service. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, help me, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that it is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. Praise the Lord. And there's many that sell their soul to the devil. But of course, they don't live. They don't get to buy it back. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the world standard, there are men that reach great heights. And you know they sold their soul to the devil. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Don't do it. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ came that you might have life. Amen. That you might have it more abundantly.
Amen.
Sell what you have, give alms.
That's right.
But don't sell your soul.
Amen.
What would it profit a man to gain the whole world, get all the things that Satan offers, and lose his own soul? Or what would a man give in exchange for his soul? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. If thou therefore will worship me. Yeah, that's what the adversary is at. Remember, he was in the presence of God. He was actually receiving the worship. But he was giving it to God. Well, he got tired of that. Hallelujah. The words say iniquity was found in it. And iniquity don't do that. Iniquity say, I'm God. That's what my iniquity say. Understand that. Well, apply it to yourself. Here's how you do it. Say, that's what my iniquity said. Okay. Then let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. See? Hallelujah. Y'all know what I'm doing? I'm using the word of God as an example. At least you can rejoice. You can bear witness to the truth that I speak. You can get some food to eat this morning. Say, give me some of that manna. Give me some of that manna. That's how it's written. They said, evermore give us this bread. Here, Angela, I'm giving you this bread. Hey, way. Angela, here. Evermore, give us this bread. Give us this bread. Hallelujah. They did ask, right? Well, Jesus said, I'm the bread. So y'all asking for bread, here it is. Oh, here it is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yum, yum, yum. Praise the Lord. I love this bread. Hallelujah. There's righteousness, joy, and peace in this bread. Glory to God. There's liberty. Glory, glory. Hey, make me strong. Make the blind to see. Holy, open prison doors. Set the captives free. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, Jesus used the word, and Satan used the word. The difference is, Satan used the word deceitfully. He handled the word of God. So understand, just using the word of God is not enough. We must use it in truth and in righteousness. Because the devil and the hypocrites, they all use the word of God. But Paul said, not handling the word of God deceitfully. That means I'm speaking this to glorify God. Not to exalt myself. Now, as much as you don't know what you're doing, when you do it, it'll be manifest. Whether you're trying to glorify God. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Satan desired to worship, man. He still does. When he works with you, that's what he desires. Y'all know that? We have to put the word on him. Get the hint, Satan. It's written. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. Him only shalt thou serve. Oh, thank you, Lord. That's what Jesus, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. It is written. So we know what to say. When the devil comes around trying to show us an easier way, they get thee hence, Satan. Get thee hence. Hallelujah. I serve the Lord Christ, and him only do I serve. I belong to Jesus. Jesus belonged to me. Hallelujah. Now you know what to say, huh? Make sure you say it. The devil will be glad if you don't. Yeah, he'll say, don't say that silly stuff Pastor Rice say. Say this foolish stuff I tell you to say. Well, that don't happen, Pastor. You came too late to tell me. You came too late to tell me. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's contrary, you know. Yeah, he used the word of God in a contrary way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In a way that doesn't require obedience, holiness, submission. Is that how you use it? Is that how you do it? Well, how are you receiving this word? Is there a humility? Is there submission in it? Somebody say, talk to me this morning. Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lord, Brother Larry. We're glad to see Brother Larry. He's working with them peace. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, I'm just presenting my body. You know, we're men of like passion. Well, to me, I'd go back home, go to bed. Absolutely. Especially this one. I said, not today, Lord. Well, that's every day. Every day I have to get through that. Without fail, God is faithful. He's faithful to make sure that something I got to press through. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So I know as well as you, and it's how God intends it to be. Absolutely. We're here to fight the good fight. Submit to God and resist the devil. To serve God and not serve the devil. Serve God and not serve ourselves. Hallelujah. God knows why you're here, Teresa. He knows your purpose. He knows all your secret thoughts. Yeah, just understand that. Don't try to hide it from God. And don't lie to the Holy Ghost. See, I read an account this morning where the question was asked, why Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? And went on and said, you've not lied to men, but you've lied to the... Would men do that? Lie to the truth? Well, that's what we do. If we lie, we lie to the truth. Everybody understand? But understand the tempter, you know, the one that led him into it. So, how has Satan filled your heart? That's what he do. Satan, if you let him, he going to fill your heart to lie to the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is going to say Christmas and Easter and Sunday Sabbath is pagan. That's what the Holy Ghost is going to say. And he's going to have you lying to, oh, no, well, we're free to do these abominations. You know, whatever day we choose. And don't tell me. I've been around too long. I know what they say. They say, now, Sunday is our Sabbath. Absolutely. Absolutely. Sunday is their Sabbath. But the Sabbath of the Lord is what we want to look to. Huh? And that's the seventh day. It's not the same. God himself sanctified. God himself rested on it from all his labors that he made. Why do men have problem with it? Well. Understand. Then you'll understand how not to be deceived. Huh? First of all, it's convenient. It puts them in step with the many. See? Praise the Lord. Few there be that find the way that leads to life. That's self-denial. That's crucifixion of the flesh. We aren't going to do away with that. We serve the Lord Christ. So daily we deny ourselves, take up our cross, so we can follow him. If we don't do it, we can't follow him. I don't care what we say. I'm a follower of Christ. As long as you deny yourself and take up your cross, as long as you forsake all to do it. You know we've got this gospel. You don't have to do that. You should even desire to do that. You know, just name the name of Christ, say the sinner's prayer, and on with your way. Absolutely. That's straight from hell.
Amen.
And many be that go in therein. Hallelujah. But do understand this, but for the grace of God, it's not by our wisdom, not by our power, not by our might. So we should readily give God the glory. Hallelujah. He brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Picked me up out of a horrible pit. Brought me out of the miry clay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, if men won't receive the truth, there's nothing you can do. Understand that. Yeah, nothing. You tell folk the truth if they don't receive. It's same with us. You know, if we don't receive the truth, there's no help for us. So the devil is going to work in that area. You know, that's why we have deceit. Because he knows the truth is our victory. Huh? It's our deliverance. It's our death blow to him. Huh? Absolutely. Take that sword of the spirit. Cut his head off. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Make him get back. Don't bow down before him. Absolutely not. Our word to Satan is, get thee hence. Get thee behind me. You are an offense to me. You savor not the things that be of God. Now you're going to have to say it because he's after you. And that's not because of you. That's because of Christ in you. And as much as we believe that Christ is in us, we know that the devil is our adversary. Huh? He lie and do not the truth. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we have peace to pick today. Let everybody say amen. We got strawberries to pick today. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We even have math problems today. Let the church say amen. 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 Come on, church, sing. Amen. Like you mean it now.
Amen.
A little louder now. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Now, I'm not going to apologize for getting excited.
Amen.
It's what God does for me.
Amen.
I'm going to thank Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm glad to be a son of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, with eyes to see and ears to hear, heart to perceive, our treasures laid up in heaven. Hallelujah. Numbered with the transgressors. Suffering affliction with the people of God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. We got something to shout about. We certainly have a right to shout and sing. Huh? Praise the Lord. Way is going bright. Our soul is on the wing. Hallelujah. Come on, David. You can get louder than that, man. What are you doing? You praying? Well, you get up and run around the dining hall, brother. You ain't going to sleep running. That won't happen. Praise the Lord. Come on, David. Got on my running shoes. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Right on, David. Right on, man. Brother David, the saints are encouraged by you. You refresh the bowels of the saints, brother. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I know what you say. Well, he do it. He ain't been here long enough. Well, there we go. There we go, huh? Well, when he's been here as long as I have, he ain't going to run around the dining hall. Huh? Boy, I like the way I do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, they'll learn better. They're getting mellow and seasoned like me. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, I found Brother David to be more willing than most. When I talk to you, I know if you're willing. You know, is that required, Pat? Well, y'all talk to me. I mean, if God's going to accept it, then you have to be willing. You don't always go out, well, here I am. I'm going to pick peas, but I don't want to. They better not ask me no more to pick no peas. Well, God's not going to accept it. Huh? Well, you still need to go pick peas, though. All you need to do it unto the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory, glory. Another pea for the Lord. Woo, glory. Lord, unto thee. I'm doing good. Y'all know I'm going to look in the pea patch, don't you? Woo, glory! So I can say, lo and behold, the saints of the Lord. Look at them. Woo! Of course, anytime God's people get together to work together, it's beautiful. Beautiful. Anytime we can do it together, God is pleased. Hallelujah. Absolutely. Yeah, praise God. The angels rejoice. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. See, I try to encourage us. I could do it the other way. Oh, man, it's going to be hot out there. Oh, man, it's dry. I don't do it like that. Come on. Hallelujah. Says the angel of the Lord is going to be kept around about us. God going to be smiling down from heaven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I do it right, don't I? Y'all don't want me to do it the other way. Woo, glory. That's how the seducing spirits do it. And once they get done with you, you don't go. Huh? Hear what the word said. Hear what the spirit of the Lord said. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, if I thought it would be spiritually profitable, I'd do it. Exactly. Once some seducing spirits get done with you, you won't think it's spiritually profitable. They do it every day. You shouldn't believe them by now. You should believe God. You ought to believe God. Huh? If it don't cause you to crucify your flesh, God don't want none of it. You don't have nothing to do with it. Hallelujah. Nothing to do with it. Praise the Lord. The word of God said, crucify the flesh with its affections and lusts. Huh? The flesh is corrupt. That old man, according to deceitful lusts. But we have escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. Huh? We've been delivered by the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. And by the time I'm done preaching, we have people lined up at the gate wanting to pick peas. Yeah, God's able. Hey, we heard you preaching, man. Where's them peas? Hallelujah. Woo, glory, glory. We have to turn them away, man.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? God can't do that. Hallelujah. Well, if we don't do it, he'll have to do it. He won't be denied. He'll say, I need somebody to pick my peas. If we don't do it, he'll have somebody come. Absolutely. That's even right here. Some purpose not to do it, he's going to have somebody go do it. Y'all know that? Nobody else, I'll go do it. Absolutely. I'm here, I'm presented. What else would prevent me? I'll find something else to do. Oh, yeah. Praise the Lord. That's why men can't do for God. They say, man, I've got oxen that I purchased. I need to prove them. Just bought some new land, man. You know, so we'd like to do it, God, but we don't have time to pick peas. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me, bless his holy name. So as the devil tempted Jesus Christ in the flesh, well, that's why we're tempted. Praise the Lord. And we have a perfect example, stellar lesson and instructions on what to do when the tempter comes to see us. Now, there's no other way. We can't agree with him. Not in the minutest degree. We must tell him he's a liar with every breath we take. Absolutely. If not, he'll take you away. Hallelujah. Now, understand, he used the word of God. He still told a lie. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. I've got some inspiration here. I'm going to read it in a bit. Hallelujah. But I've got the word of God. It's inspired.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The scriptures are profitable. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For doctrine. Yeah. Correction. Reproof. Instruction in righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Well, I like them for their poetic poise, you know. Oh, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I like to hang the little plackets up on my wall. See? Well, that won't do you no good. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You have to put them in your heart. But it's nice that we have all these signs around here.
Hallelujah.
But that won't get the job done in itself. Look at that one. Finally, that means after you've done everything else. That's what final is. Finally, after you pick the piece. Finally, after you made the cheese. Finally, be all in one mind. See how that goes? That means you got to do this. After you've done everything else, be in one mind. See? Having compassion one of another. Praise the Lord. We got peas to pick, and in righteousness we need to pick them. God gave them to us. In faithfulness we need to pick them. And my God, here am I, strong enough, able enough. I'm going to go help my sisters. I'm going to go help my brothers. This is having compassion. Well, Pastor, you're trying to trick us. That's the devil trying to trick you. I'm telling you the truth. Huh? I ain't going to let Pastor Rice and Walter pick all them strawberries. My God, let me help. Huh? Oh. I'm leaving some, brother. Y'all say he's crafty, huh? He's wily, huh? I'm just telling y'all the truth. The one that's dealing with you is crafty. He's the wily one, not me. Oh, whatever our hands find to do, we should do it with our might. And all that we do, we should do unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I know that's my alibi. Pastor Rice, I didn't want to go out there and be a hypocrite, so I didn't go. You hypocrite. You hypocrite. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm going on. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan. This is what we ought to say. What is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Huh? Joshua made it plain and clear. If it seemed evil to you to serve the Lord, choose you this day. But me, I'm going to choose the good part. Me and my house, we're going to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, well, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, he shall give his, this is the word. It is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee. Hallelujah. Well. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thy dash thy foot against the stone. Jesus answering said unto him, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. When the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed from him for a season. All right. He's got his charge from God, so he'll depart from you if you resist him, but he'll be back. Understand that you won't get rid of him forever, because that's not God's purpose. Hallelujah. However, blessed is that man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord promised to them that love him. Of course, that's the ones that he loved. Here is love, not that we love God, but that he first loved us and gave his Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Jesus Christ is God's proof that he loves us. How dare we say, wherein hast thou loved us? How dare we say that? Wherein hast thou loved me? How do we say that? Well, when we complain, when we murmur, see? Hallelujah. When we're slack, that's how we say it. Wherein hast thou loved me? Hallelujah. One said, Pastor Rice, he wants us to listen to him preach. They did say it. Well, where's my witness? Hallelujah. Well, yes and no. If you want to, otherwise no. See? Praise the Lord. I don't want you to listen under duress. No. Praise the Lord. If you can rejoice with me and receive it as truth, yes, but I don't want you to listen to me preach so you can mock. No. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That was a charge made against me. Say, he wanted us to listen to him preach. Praise the Lord. Imagine that. Well, if a preacher got any salt about him, he want the folk to hear him preach. Huh? John wanted him to hear him. Hey, you hypocrites, come over here. Get baptized. Repent. Huh? And the multitude went out to hear Jesus. He's a preacher. I mean, come on now. What kind of preacher would I be if I didn't want folk to hear me? Only in righteousness, though. Hallelujah. I want to hear myself. I'm going to bear witness to the truth. I'm going to speak as the oracles of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, bless the Lord. So blessed is that man that endured temptation. However, James said, let no man say that when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil. Neither tempteth he any man. He does try us. You understand? But every man is tempted. And this is common to every man. That's how Jesus was tempted. He was robed in the flesh. Purposely did it. And he said, words that he was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. That's our righteousness. No other man did it. No other man can do it. We can reap the benefits of the man that did it. Huh? Praise the Lord. If we go in on anybody's coattail, it had to be Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we can grab a hold of his righteousness. We can stand in the judgment. We can have boldness in the day of judgment. Hallelujah. Yeah, we won't be ashamed at his appearing. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we are tempted when we're drawn away of our own lust. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. The adversary is going to come and promise you good things. But every good and perfect gift come down from above. Do not err, my brethren. The tempter is going to come and offer you good things. But every good and perfect gift coming down from above. Huh? From the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness. No, he's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Word immutable. Forever settled in heaven. The word of God liveth and abideth forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. You know what the word of truth say? Yes. Say, you're a sinner. I can save you. Hallelujah. I paid for your misdeeds. Hallelujah. All your unrighteousness. I've covered it. Will you believe on me? Hallelujah. Now, y'all know that's a good deal. Now, why aren't all men running to Jesus? Praise the Lord. Why are we so reluctant? Understand we're saved, but barely. Everybody know that? Scarcely saved. Praise the Lord. Is that because God's getting weak? No, that's because man's so wretched. As credible as he is, men don't believe it. They believe the devil, but he's not credible. That's because of the nature of man. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Rice, I just don't believe God want me to go pick peas. Well, I'm relentless, sir. Well, y'all know this is a masterpiece. Come on. Well, Pastor Rice, I just don't believe God want me to go pick peas. Well, praise the Lord. All I can do is tell you the truth. And it's on you. Huh? Now, y'all gonna blame me, huh? Well, Pastor Rice, he's handling the word of God deceitfully. Huh? Come on, brother driver. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Well, just don't get bogged down with picking peas. Just understand, present your body. I just use picking peas, but present your body. That's what I'm saying. That mean to have no will in it, just whatever God wants me to do. Whether it's picking peas or mopping the floor. Hallelujah. Now, if you get offended because I said pick peas, that's because you don't want to present your body. And the truth just searched that out. Not me. Don't blame it on me. I don't have such wisdom. No, it's the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, y'all know them seducing spirits promise you things, huh? They promise you liberty. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Now, I'll set you free from that bondage of Pastor Rice. Yeah. That little authority he has, I'll show you how to sidestep it. Huh? Rise above it. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And some of you listened, you know. Absolutely. Oh, it's manifest. I can't hide from the truth. Hallelujah. Well, you know, being in this flesh, I have to know about seducing spirits. You're not going to tell me since I know. And they don't tell you the truth. They tell you lies. And they tell them quite convincingly. Yeah, they get you to believe them. Absolutely. They're called seducing spirits. Hallelujah. They cause you to depart from the faith. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Jesus. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart. Well, you got to read that. Well, no, but I'm going to. Lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness, not with pride and arrogance. You can't receive the word like that. You might hear it, but if you receive it, it will have to be in meekness. It will have to be in submission. Not in a way searching how I can get around it, but how I can come into it. Now, some, while I'm talking now, trying to figure a way around it. They can't receive the word. You see the word catch them on every side. Absolutely. They got no place to hide. Praise the Lord. Strip you, make you bare. Hallelujah. The eyes of the Lord everywhere. They behold the evil and the good and the evil. Oh, thank you, Lord. This engrafted word is able to save your soul. But be ye doers. It's able to save your soul. You work with it. You submit to it. You believe it. Otherwise, it won't help you. And when it works a good work, then we find ourselves doing it. Otherwise, we find ourselves hearing it and not doing it. And that we deceive ourselves. See? So you aren't going to mock God. You can come and listen to me and purpose not to do as much as you want to. I warn you not to do it. Huh? It'd be better not to come. If you're going to let that spirit in you work that don't listen to him, don't do that. Come on. How wicked. Thank you, Lord. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So we're in a good position to deceive ourselves. And that way the devil can go work with somebody else. You know, said, no need to mess with O'Neill. He's self-check. He's going to deceive himself. I'm going to go work with Terry. He puts up lots of resistance. Praise the Lord. But of course, he go with the one with the least resistance first. You know how thieves do. They look for the easy marks first. Don't be the easy mark for him. I'll make him work. Hallelujah. Wear him out. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Blessed is that man that endureth temptation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's an account of Jesus in the garden. He said to his disciples, then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane. That was a place he often went to. And he said unto his disciples, sit here while I go yonder and pray. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto his disciples. He cometh to the disciples and findeth them asleep. And saith unto Peter, what? Could not you watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And we found to be hearers and not doers. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first was spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard it? Hopefully we do the same. Since we hear it, we confirm it. Let us therefore fear lest the promise being left us of entering into that rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. So here we have opportunity. But everything concerning God, we have to work together with God. That's how God purposed to do it. Huh? He's not going to save us under duress.
Amen.
No, we're going to be willing participants.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. So as we hear the word is presented, then we exercise our faith.
Amen.
And to do that, of course, we have to oppose all the opposition against us. Don't tell me, well, here I am, there's no opposition against my faith. Don't lie on God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira's wife sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also been privy to it and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? I guess we could comment a lot on that, huh? First, it was Satan that filled his heart to do it. And to do it is to keep back part of the price. You know, not give it all to God. Yeah, hold some back in reserve. Huh? I clap and I stomp my feet, but I don't do that. Huh? Praise the Lord. I sing, but only when the sopranos sing. You know. That keep back part of the price. Hallelujah. While it remained, was it not thine own? Thank you, Lord. And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? So the greater sin is the lie. That's how it is with whatever misdeed we do, however evil it is. The most evil part is when we don't call it evil. Everybody understand that? Because once we say it's evil, then we're on our way to getting deliverance.
Amen.
Holding back part is not a problem. As long as they say, well, yeah, we, we held back part, man. You know, like some of us. There are certain things we do, certain things we don't do. Go ahead and admit that. And make sure you turn all in. Hallelujah. Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came up all them that heard these things. Hallelujah. Well, his wife comes in later. She does the same. Well, the same thing happens to her. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. About 3 hours later, the wife comes in, not knowing what was done. Peter said, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. She said, yeah, for so much, because that's the price they had agreed to. They said, we're going to tell him 50,000, and we'll keep back the other 25,000 for us. They had already agreed, you know. That's how we do with the devil, with them seducing spirits. Yeah, we agree. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them that have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. So we're not going to get away from temptation. Oh, it's beautiful. We need it. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. All right. Got to find the conclusion, Charlene. All right. Let me read my... What'd you do with it? It came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I'd built the wall. They're doing a work for God. Well, no, our enemies know about it. And our number one enemy especially. So they were building the wall and there was no breach left therein. Though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I'm doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you? But they did that four more times. So come on down, man. Let's talk about it. Let's have a little meeting down in the plain. And of course, they were answered the same way. Man, we're doing a great work. We can't come down. Huh? Thank you, Lord. Let me read the inspiration. It's from the We Travel in an Appointed Way. Well, thank you, Lord. And we do, you know. And the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Come on, brother. You can look better than that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We might need the cattle prod for these saints. Hallelujah. After all other means that failed to hinder the reconstruction, the conspirators or the distractors tried to arrange for a conference with Nehemiah. The man of God saw in this an evil purpose to do a mischief and to divert him from his monumental work. His reply to the would-be mischief makers is classic and might well be adopted for the all-time stock reply to all such overtures. I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and come down to you? The great task which God had called Nehemiah was so important that every other consideration must be weighed. Would that we might have such an overpowering sense of being about our Father's business, and to be so impressed with the grandeur of our task that we would reject every suggestion of the evil one that would bid us take up some lesser pursuit. Let us rout him with the words that date back to 445 B.C. and which cannot be improved. I'm doing a great work. Amen. I can't come down. Amen. Hallelujah. Satan's distracting words often come from the most unexpected quarters. Martha would call Mary away from sitting at the feet of the master. Sometimes, if we are not careful, our best friend may distract us. Or it might be some very legitimate activity. This day's bustle and hurly-burly would too often and too soon call us away from Jesus' feet. These distractions must be immediately dismissed, or we shall know only the barrenness of busyness. Hallelujah. Isn't that very good? So we know what our stock reply is to the distractors and the distractions. Hallelujah. Of course, they're not some within, you know. Distractions distract. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And most of them are within. Praise the Lord. But we should keep our focus on Jesus. Here's how it's written. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yeah, we run this race with patience, looking unto Jesus. Huh? Eyes on Jesus. Huh? Eyes on the prize. Forgetting the things behind, reaching forward to the things that are before us. We press, Charlene, toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ. Thank you, Lord. So we need to be mindful. That's good instructions. I'm inspired by that. Because we can be busy doing nothing. Many people are good at it. They're always doing something. Absolutely. To the point where they can't ever help you. See, that's much too busy. Huh? Imagine if God was that busy. He's got the whole world and he still has time to help you. He's got his priorities in order then. Well, every time folk need help, I need help picking peas. I'm too busy. Well, you know, I need help shelling peas. I'm too busy. Well, guess what? You're just too busy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Lord. Yeah, busyness is quite the distractor. Absolutely. We shouldn't be idle, but we should be busy about our Father's business. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Y'all can be good examples, right? We have good example, you know. Jesus Christ. One reminded me, they said, who was the guy who used to speak some of his sayings? I still talk about the men of God that speak great word. Huh? One of the guys that used to be here told me that Jesus Christ is the standard, not so-and-so.
Oh, was
Pierre. That was Pierre, but yeah, absolutely. Jesus Christ is the standard, as long as we remember that. Huh? So he was just playing the part of a distractor, but we didn't come down. Hallelujah. Glory. Huh? Well, we shouldn't say what great men say. We wouldn't speak the word then. Huh? Many things we said, the prophet said them. David said them. Yeah, so we said, look here. David said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. We shouldn't say that. Oh, David's not the standard yet. Well, I see. Ain't we some distractors? And the world is full of them. Absolutely. World is full of them. But our stock reply now, remember, saints, we're doing a great work. We can't come down. Why must the work cease while we come down and talk to you? So we're going to keep our eyes on the prize, be focused, steadfast, unmovable. Praise God. Because the distractors are to move us away from our purpose, move us away from our steadfastness, move us away from the mark. Huh? And to some degree, he succeeded. Praise the Lord. We think we're here to seek our own. Yeah, he's got great inroads, huh? Some y'all don't believe that, do you? You're not so convincing. Praise the Lord. Hear what brothers there would say, well, he didn't come here to seek his own because we don't have his own here. We don't have our own here. If we seek it, we won't find it. We can seek after the Lord. We can seek the Lord. And he can be found. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. He will be found of them when they seek for him. They seek with all their heart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, we can make anything and everything a priority, you know. But we need to use righteous judgment. There are some things that will just have to be left undone. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you won't always be the one to make the choice. Now, see why I'm always in trouble. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's just how it goes. Thank you, Lord. But if we will to do his will, we'll be blessed. All right. Thank you, Lord. Today is Friday. This is the preparation day. By God's own design, we can get a double portion. You like a double portion? Especially when it's ice cream from Sonic, huh? Give me a double portion. Praise the Lord. Yeah, give me a double portion of your spirit, one said. He said, well, you've asked a hard thing. Nevertheless. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Father. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, Lord God, thank you. Thank you again. Thank you for another masterpiece, Lord God, of the Word of God, that it teaches us and instructs us in the way of righteousness. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Father. Father, we talk about busyness. Father, I remember a preacher once telling me, he said, some people are so heavenly minded that they ain't no earthly good.
True, Lord.
And I said, I understood what he meant. And so, Lord, I thank you and I pray that you help us, Lord God, to balance the two, to know, Lord God, that we can also, that we're here to minister one to another, and we're here to present our bodies. We're here to sacrifice and give ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
A ransom, give ourselves for the sheep, for the brethren, for this cause. We're here to bow our knee for this cause. And we're not here to do our own. And that's an everyday lesson, Lord. It's an everyday lesson. And Father, forgive us and help us, for if we fall in prey to that delusion and that seducing spirit, Lord God, that would have us to believe that we can live our own lives here and somehow be in the way of righteousness and truth.
My God.
Because that's not the truth. And it's just not the truth, and it never will be. And you've given us much examples. You've given us many examples of that, Father God. And it's not for us to rejoice in it, but it's for us to fear.
Hallelujah.
We say, let your fear be upon us. Well, how else are you going to do it but making examples? We just heard of one recently. I don't even want to mention her, Lord God. But, oh, God, what a tragic end. What a tragic end. Tragic end. I heard Brother Terry say, you're fools to stand here and mock Pastor Rice. You're going to burn. And when you burn, you're going to burn in hell.
True, Lord.
Well, when we see it happen, what do we do with it? Wipe our mouth? Go on, say, I've done no wrong, and keep going in the same way? We better learn something. God, help us, Lord Jesus. Let your fear, Lord God, be upon us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is a privilege, Father. This is a blessing. This is your long suffering.
Hallelujah.
To even allow us to go pick peas. for your sake, Lord God, to even allow us to pick strawberries, God, to even allow us to wash dishes, fix the cars, wash the clothes, fix the air conditioners, milk the goats, milk the cows, cook, clean. So, whatever, this is your privilege. This is your long suffering, Father God. I count it as salvation, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For it is the joy of the Lord that is our strength. And if we see these things as though they are, as they really are, if you see them, it will be a joy to us. And we will not come down. No, why should we? Why should we come down to the seducers and say it don't take all of that?
Hallelujah.
Why should we come down to you? We're not going to do it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, Father, Lord, you ministered to my heart today in a major way.
Thank you, Lord.
Major way, Lord. And you do it all. You do it all the time. Thank you so much. Because I'm so unworthy. I'm so undeserving.
We are, Lord.
We are so. Yes, we are so undeserving, Lord. And because just this day, my God, I did it again. I said, Lord, help me. Because it seems like it's one of these things that when we're walking in this way, we know this is the way of truth and this is the way of righteousness. And we're being taught the truth and we're being taught the way of righteousness. Present your bodies.
Yes, Lord.
But we're in this flesh, Lord, and as you already know, and we get weary with that. Those of us that desire to do that get weary. But we get weary. And Lord, every time I get weary, I always ask you, Lord, I say, Lord, give me a reset.
Hallelujah.
Give me a reset. And in my mind, I'm picturing an outlet on a wall. And when you have to go and push that button sometime, you know, and Lord, when I ask you that, I know you're going to do it. And you always do. And you did it this morning.
Hallelujah.
God, I asked you that this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I'm getting weary. And here you are. And then you just fire up, Pastor Rice, Lord.
Hallelujah.
To push that reset.
Thank you, Lord.
To remind us, Lord God, of the joy and the pleasure and the blessing to be in your service, to present our bodies. And the joy comes from the righteousness.
Hallelujah.
The joy comes from just doing it and knowing how does he say it, Lord, Pastor Rice? Righteousness is your reward.
Amen, brother.
It is our reward. So we joy in this, Lord. But when we get weary, Father God, I know we have a high priest that can be touched with the firmity, the feeling of our infirmities.
Yes.
You know our infirmities. You know we're weak. You know we're weary. You, and that's why you took on this thing. You put this veil of flesh on your own self.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So that you would know firsthand, Lord God. So we know we can come to you because you know all about it.
Yes, Lord, you do.
You know all about it. And not only do you know about it, you're the one that can do something about it.
Hallelujah.
If we can, yeah, you can lift it off us. Put it this way. You told us like this. Your version of reset is the scripture, Lord, strengthen us with might by your spirit in the inner man.
Hallelujah.
God, that's what we need. And we need that each and every day. Strengthen us, Lord, with might by your spirit in the inner man, Lord God. That inner man, when you strengthen this inner man, by the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, dwelling in you, it'll quicken even your mortal body.
By his spirit. Hallelujah.
So that's where our strength comes from, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
It all comes from you. And so we bless you and we thank you for it, Father. We bless you and thank you,
Lord.
And thank you and thank you and thank you and thank you. So, Lord God, help us today to go forth with joy, with the right mindset that comes with the right heart, Lord God. And we have no excuse. We've been washed with water by the word.
Hallelujah.
We are clean. You're made clean through the word.
Amen.
So we cannot walk out here and say, well, I'm still dirty, so I got an excuse. No, we've been clean. We've been cleansed.
Hallelujah.
We've been washed. We've been told the truth. God has fulfilled his word, his part. He says, I will give you pastors that will have, they'll have my heart, and they will tell you the way that you ought to go. They will teach, they will give you understanding and knowledge.
Hallelujah.
We are without excuse, Lord.
Amen.
We are truly without excuse. So, Lord God, help us, Lord. All I can say is just help us, Lord, because the weariness comes from everywhere, especially with, from within. God, when I see my own failures day to day, and you allow, whew, I don't think you, no, I know you don't. You don't allow me to see all of my wretchedness. I couldn't handle it. But
help
you,
us, Lord.
But you let me see enough of it, and you let us see enough of it that, oh God, if it wasn't for somehow your hand of mercy holding us up, we would give up. We say it's no use. We say it's no hope. Who then can be saved?
Thank you, Lord.
But somehow, because you are all wise, you have a way of constantly reproving us every day and showing us our shortcomings, our wickedness, our, oh God, the danger of all the deceptions that's all around us. And somehow you still let us know that we're your people. And you and that your love is holding us up, Lord. So we thank you for that, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And help us, Lord God, every day. Father God, help us to overcome this. We tend to think because we feel the way, if we don't feel like serving you, somehow it's right. And somehow it's a hall pass, you know. Somehow we have an excuse,
my Lord,
because we don't feel like it.
Have mercy,
but
Lord.
God, we need, help us to realize there's not anybody that feels like it. Our flesh doesn't feel like doing anything for you. Lord, it just doesn't. It's wretched. It's depraved.
Amen.
It is. The flesh is beyond hope. It's beyond redemption. So we have to fight, like we just heard. That's the answer. Fight.
Hallelujah.
Fight. We know that that's not your spirit that's telling us that. We know that we can't go along with our feelings. We'll always go wrong every single time.
Amen.
So Lord, help us to put away the feelings. Put it this way. Oh, let's help us to overcome. Yes, Lord. Overcome. We overcome by that word. We speak the word of God. We don't believe the owner of the ship more than we believe your word.
Hallelujah.
Or the captain of the ship. No. No, we stand up like Paul. I believe God. So even if I don't feel like going to the pea patch, I'm going. And I don't feel like going to the strawberry patch, I'm going.
Hallelujah.
I don't feel like giving Pastor Rice the honor that's due him. I'm going to honor him.
Hallelujah.
I don't feel like giving the saints of God respect, consideration, compassion. I don't feel like giving myself for them. I want to serve me. No, but when we hear that, when we feel that, help us, Lord God, to take the word of God, that sword Hallelujah. Of the Spirit, and chop them thoughts in pieces. Because that's what they are, thoughts from the devil. They are Amen. Thoughts from hell. They are thoughts from this flesh. And we know this.
True, Lord.
We know these things. Which is why we're not, which is why we're without excuse. But we need to fight. So, Father God, help us to be willing to fight. To be willing to fight. Not each other. But to fight them damn thoughts and them and then feelings and the emotions
Hallelujah.
And the opinions, God. That take us away from the unity and the oneness and the joy of being in oneness and the joy of pursuing peace. Father God, help us, Lord God, deny all of that stuff. All of that stuff, Lord. Help us to deny the fight that comes at us, Lord God, consistently from, from the opposition. And the distraction from the super spiritual and the from the non-spiritual.
All Right.
And even from those that are spiritual. And we, because within ourselves, we still have anything, even if we are of those, whoever we are, that are spiritual, we still have a fight.
Lord.
There's still a fight. Because in us, in me that is in our flesh, dwells no good thing. So God, to you be all the glory
all
and praise.
Glory.
And we thank you, and we, Lord God, we count it a joy today to serve you. We thank you for the privilege to serve you.
Thank you, Lord.
The honor and the blessing to serve you, Lord. And we know that, God, it's you that's giving us even that. Because as we just heard, every good and perfect gift cometh from above.
Hallelujah.
Cometh down from the Father of light. So we thank you for that, Father God. And we walk with that today. And God, and yes, and Lord God, we will not come down by your grace. No, just like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Hallelujah.
We are not going to be moved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we serve you with joy and gladness this day, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Brother Edward, for praying for us. All right. So glad I'm here. God bless you, saints. Strawberries and pea picking. Rejoicing in the Lord. Maranatha. The Lord is coming.